This time of the year is when the temperature gets to its lowest in Kagawa Prefecture. How are you all feeling right now? Have you caught a cold? Since your home country and Japan have different climates and weather, some of you may find it easier to get sick here. There are four seasons in Japan, as in many of your countries, and as the seasons change, the fluctuations in temperature extremes are at their greatest, and many people get sick. It is important to watch out for your health by eating a balanced diet, getting proper exercise, and getting plentiful sleep and rest when you need it. However, even for the healthiest among us, no matter how diligently we might look after our health, we never know when we might get sick or injured. If you have to go to the hospital because of sickness or injury, you can rest assured if you have national health insurance, the public medical health insurance provided by the national government. Today we will be talking about the medical health insurance system. The system in place in Japan demands that everyone be enrolled in some form of public health insurance, whether it be provided by their city, by their town, or by their company. Also, foreign residents must enroll in national health insurance if they are going to be in the country for more than 1 year. This is something from which you may not withdraw, no matter the reason. You might think that you won't get sick, so you don't have to enroll, or you might think that you don't have enough money, so it's okay to withdraw from the system. However, these excuses do not work. If you choose not to enroll in public medical health insurance because of money matters, you must keep in mind that if you were to have a medical examination at a medical institution, you would be totally responsible for the medical fees, which could become extremely costly. If you are covered by a public medical health insurance, then as a standard rule throughout the country, you only have to pay 30% of the medical expenses you incur. Also, you can feel safe even if you have to be admitted to a hospital for a long time, because there is a system in place whereby you can receive a refund for the money that you pay over a fixed amount for any high-priced medical treatment that you receive. Even if you're healthy, you could fall victim to sickness or injury at any time. You should get enrolled in a health insurance plan just in case. What if you lost your job due to sickness or injury? If your income has dropped drastically due to being laid off, etc., and you can't pay your health insurance fees, then please seek consultation from the National Health Insurance Consultation Office of the city or town in which you are living as soon as possible. They can talk to you about situations in which you might be able to earn extensions or exemptions for your national health insurance fees. Finally, the insurance card for your national health insurance or for other insurance programs is a very important document, just like your passport and alien registration card. Be very careful about where you keep it. If you were to lose it and someone else were to fraudulently use it, it would be a lot of trouble for you indeed. Come on, iPal. Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on January 31st, Sunday, at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about measures for dealing with hay fever. This is Chris, signing off.